I feel better now. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan this Sunday for coverage of the Enjoy Illinois 300. Coverage will begin at 1:30 with the race starting at 2:30. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and 94.9thefan.com. Joe, what do we got going on around town?
All right, this is our segment now. Things happen around town that you need to know about. So we love Zanies in every way possible, but Zanies has opened up something else that's pretty fantastic and fascinating with Zanies. Let's bring in Lucy Sinsheimer and Andrew Dorfman from Zanies. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Good. All right, Lucy, we will start with you, then we'll get to Andrew in a second. By the way, Andrew and his brother are trying to take over the world. They're doing a damn good job of that. All right, Lucy, tell us about the lab at Zanies.
Yeah, so the lab is a brand new space. It's directly next door to Zanies in the place. It is, you know, exactly what the name says it is. It's a lab. It's going to be what we use to grow the local comedy scene here. Joe, you've done New Material Monday yourself before. I don't know if the listeners know that, so sorry if I'm blowing your
cover. That's fine. That's good.
But you've seen how much of a success that show has been and how great our local comedy scene is, and I think people kind of have it in their head that Nashville is Music City, but we also have an incredible local comedy scene, and that's not just stand-up comedians. That's improvisers, that's sketch comics, and this lab is going to be used to grow that and to you know, we've got Nate Bargatze, obviously, Dusty Splay, these great big-name comics, and they all started around Nashville, so what a better way to grow the scene than having multiple rooms for them to work out their material and to try new things.
Oh, I totally agree. New Material Monday at Zanies is fantastic. Now, Andrew Dorfman, one of the owners over at Zanies. Andrew, I mean, you've been here a long time. Is comedy now as good as it's ever been in Nashville, Tennessee?
Comedy is as big as it ever been everywhere, not just Nashville. But it turns out that Nashville and Austin seem to just be the absolute hub where everything is growing and going on. Lucy, with the New Material Mondays and stuff like that, has built an amazing local following. But you know what? Nashville, I know everybody says it's Music City this, Music City that, and it is. Not slamming that. But it should be Comedy City also. We've got great comedy. I mean, literally, Nate Bargatze, who literally started at Zanies last month, number 8, grossing, touring person. Taylor Swift was number 1, okay? And he came out of there. He actually, when we opened up the lab 2 weeks ago, he happened to be in there. He opened up our first show. How amazing is that?
Nice.
Last night we had just the Nashville All-Stars there, completely sold out the room. No headliners, no big names. It was just great, fun comedy. And to watch some of these people just growing and building and, you know, New Material Mondays and at the lab, if you get... Now, this is my commercial. Ready?
Yeah.
You get some Zany merch, and you wear it. You get in free to the shows, and there are so many people who just really support who and what we're doing. And the lab is, you know, I say we're not expanding larger. We're actually expanding smaller. We built a very, very intimate 100-seat room to where we can try all different types of forms of comedy. We're going to do improv. We're going to do sketch. You know, we're going to have a little podcast in there. We're going to do corporate training, you know, classes, improv classes, stand-up classes, you know, humor in the workplace, because, you know, you got to be careful what you say. But if you say it with a little bit of humor, you might be able to get away with it, you know?
Exactly right. Yes, with that.
This is also the perfect space for private events, which we haven't really done in the big room before, and we really want to, you know, let people know that if they have an event that they can rent out the space there as well.
Where is, Lucy, where is the lab at Zanies located?
It's directly next to Zanies. So if you're facing the front door of Zanies, and I'm not good with right or left, I believe it would be directly to your right.
So it's right. It's close. It's close.
If you go to the front door of Zanies, you will see the lab.
It's in the same building. It's under the same roof.
Okay.
One is 2025, one is 2019, 8th Avenue South, but it's under the same roof. It's one big complex. It used to be one of those old antique stores, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what we converted. And it is such a cool, intimate room. And when the laughter's going in there, it's so tight. I mean, you can just feel it. And it's pretty cool. It's this old school, way comedy used to be in the 70s, 80s. They used to be in bars and back alleys because it wasn't big like it is now.
Right.
And it was just really cool. Comedy, I think, it's sort of like jazz, right? It's just a cool, hip thing. And if you're in there and your sensibilities hook up with who the comic is and you're just having a good time, it's so much more intimate the way this is. It's just a cool, cool room. And the food, we have a really new kitchen in there. It's not all fried, salads and upscale fare.
Nice.
It's a whole different concept that we're working on. And we hope that the people of Nashville really adopt it and enjoy it.
Well, good. We're talking to Andrew Dorfman, Lucy Zinsheimer from Zanies. All right, Lucy, what's going on at the lab this weekend over there?
This weekend we have Effie Jetski Johnson, who is a hilarious comedian from the Bad Friends podcast with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. She also got her start on Kill Tony, which is now a massive phenomenon, selling out arenas, Tony Hinchcliffe's podcast. She's very, very funny. And then Sunday we have another rendition of our Zanies All-Star Show. That is a no lineup announced.
Nice.
Fantastic showcase of local and regional headliners. Sometimes you get a big pop in, sometimes you don't, but either way, it's a fantastic show. We've already had a bunch of really cool pop ins. Actually, this week, Brad Williams just happened to be in town and he popped into the lab to do a set. And John Crist, as Andrew mentioned, Nate Bargatze. We've just had a lot of really cool people popping in. So you never know what you're going to see when you go to the lab.
Well, a lot of that is credit to you, Lucy, for what you've done for the comedy scene in Nashville. So don't you think you're not a big part of this. I know you don't like the praise, but Andrew's going to tell you, we're all going to tell you, Lucy, you're a big part of why comedy's gotten so big here in town.
I appreciate that.
She's really amazing. From the first day that we met, probably it's 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, it's 11 years now.
Just in the room. She just knew all the comics. She loves comedy. She's very passionate about it. And more importantly, in a couple months, we're going to have a little Lucy baby.
Yeah.
So that's
Oh, that's great.
We're growing that Zanies family.
You are doing that. Andrew, Lucy, thank you. We thank the world of you guys and what you guys do at Zanies and now the lab at Zanies. Thank you. We'll continue getting the good word out about what you guys do over there. Thank you, and have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Andrew and Lucy at Zanies. That's what's happening around town this weekend that you need to know about, Chase McCabe.
Yes, something we're going to do to try and tell you what's going
happening
on. So you
got
something to do.
Yeah.
Something,
what's happening? No
excuse. We love Zanies, and I want to know when you're going to do another comedy set.
We need to go over there and host that new Material Monday.
It'd be fun.
You and me do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put a good word in for us.
Okay. We know some people.
We know some people. I know Lucy and Andrew over at Zanies. We'll have them. I'll do that.
What do you think happens this weekend with Vandy? I think they get it done today.
Hope they roll.
Yeah.
I hope they roll the way to Omaha.
I know that in like reading all the, analysis and the experts, like Clemson was like, when they saw that their two seed was going to be Vanderbilt, they're like, ugh.
Plus, where did Tim Corbin spend a lot of his career?
He was at Clemson before Vandy.
That's right.
So that storyline has certainly been there. So,
and I hope the Vols roll and get there. I love to see Tennessee and Vandy back in Omaha again and to do all that. And Tennessee's got a lot of pressure on them. Number one, man. So 2 years ago, Notre Dame came to town with the Super Regional and beat them down. So I think Tennessee was humbled by that. And then it's a pretty good baseball
team.
Can
you believe that no number one – that the last time the number one overall seed won the whole thing was the first year – 1999, that's they had a 64-team tournament.
Yeah, they created. Miami won it that year.
It was Miami. It hadn't happened since then.
So it's like the – when's the last time a team won the President's Cup in the NHL that won Stanley Cup? So remember in 18 when the Preds got the – like, we don't want the President's Cup.
It happened a few years ago, I think. Yeah, I don't know. But that's going to do it for us today. A little bit of a shorter show.
Yeah,
Vanderbilt coming up next.
Yeah, we are. As we leave your show this weekend, hey, guys, if you're out there struggling, listen, we know we got you. We love you. Call 988 on your cell phone if you need to talk to somebody. Please, please talk to someone and know that we're always here for you. And if something happened, you'd be tremendously missed. Just know that we love you.
Amen to that. Stick around. Vanderbilt, Coastal Carolina, coming up next. It's Stillman and Company to follow here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.